from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Caspick. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes, approximately 15 minutes in length, Monday through Friday, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. You can subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball on the brand new podcast app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also get in your car and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Giants Baseball. Coming up on today's show, we really have a lot to get into. The Giants beat the Dodgers last night 3-2. We're going to talk about the game notes. In the first half of the show, we're really going to dwell on a crucial decision that Bruce Bochy made, and it was very out of character and very much in line with new ways of thinking, and I don't know if I've ever seen him do something like this. So we're going to dwell on that in the first half of the show, and then in the second half, we're going to look closer at some more game notes and talk about the fact that Tyler Beedy is likely to be called up and make a start for the Giants on Friday in place of Derek Holland, who was placed on the injured list. So jumping right into it, the Giants, with the win, are now 12-17 with a minus 19 run differential, which suggests their record should be 12-17. So they're six games back in the National League West, but this was a huge win for them. They would have been 11-18 and eight games back if they had lost. The huge moment in the game came from Evan Longoria, who delivered a two-out, bases-loaded, three-run double down the left field line in the seventh inning. It was his biggest hit as a San Francisco Giant, and the quote from him after the game was, "I've been waiting for that hit in a Giants uniform for a long time, more than a year." Indeed he has, and it was a huge moment, and the Giants went from being down two to up one, and that would be the final score after Maranta and Smith closed the door. But earlier in this game, there was a very important and significant decision made by Bruce Bochy. And on yesterday's show, we talked about how the Giants simply are not good enough to make questionable decisions anymore. Their roster is not as strong as some other rosters in the National League, possibly most of the rosters in the National League. And so if they have any intentions of trying to win, they're going to have to, Bruce Bochy is going to have to modernize a little bit and, for example, stop leaving his starters in deep into games against tough opposite-handed batters where they continuously get hit around and it hurts their chances of winning. So in this game, Samardzija actually pitched quite well and he had gone five scoreless innings, allowing only two hits and one walk. He only had one strikeout in those five innings, but he had thrown just 79 pitches when his spot came up in the bottom of the fifth inning with one out and nobody on base. So this is a spot that 99 times out of 100, if not 100 times out of 100, Bruce Bochy lets his starting pitcher bat in that situation. And the pitcher makes an out, it's two outs, nobody on, and then the inning ends with nobody scoring. And then the pitcher goes back out there. It's the third time through the order. There's some tough hitters who are the opposite side batting, and then you give up a couple runs, and then you wonder, how did we lose this game? Well, it was lost in the decision not to pinch hit for the pitcher in the fifth inning. So Bochy elects to pinch hit for Samardzija, bring in Tyler Austin, who actually singles. So right away, you can see why you do that, because you're trying to score a run. It's a 0-0 game, and you're trying to push a run across. Your bullpen is really good. Why not try to score and just utilize your really strong bullpen? The Giants did not end up scoring in the inning, although they did really threaten. They had two on and one out. But the key point here is that Jeff Samardzija, we have data here. As a Giant, against left-handed hitters, the third time through the order, we have a significant amount of data. He's faced that situation 273 times. And left-handed batters, the third time through the order, are hitting 297 with a 352 on base percentage and a 506 slugging percentage against him. That's a 361 weighted on base average, and it's quite simply a dangerous situation to put him in. The other point to mention is that the guys who were due up were Jock Peterson, Corey Seager, and Justin Turner, but the first two guys specifically Peterson and Seager are much better against right-handed pitchers than left-handed pitchers. And the Giants brought in Tony Watson. He did give up a run and he gave up a bunch of hits, but that does not say anything to disprove the process. And the process, it was absolutely the right decision. So just briefly, Jock Peterson in his career against left-handed pitchers has been 43% below average, hitting 179, 261 on base, 309 slugging. Against right-handed pitchers, he's hitting 240, but with a 356 on base and a 500 slugging, which is 32% above average. Seager has been 14% above average versus lefties, but 39% above average versus righties. So there's just no question that the Giants put themselves in a better position to prevent runs. The game has changed. If you're not doing this and your opponents are, you're going to be putting yourself at a disadvantage every single night by continuously utilizing outdated strategies, and the Giants roster is not good enough to be able to overcome that. Remember to subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball. You can find us on the brand new podcast app, Himalaya. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya. With their personally curated playlists and new features every day, download Himalaya on your app store and subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk a little more about some of the game notes, which includes some notes about Pablo Sandoval and Evan Longoria. And we're also going to talk about Tyler Beede, who is likely to be called up on Friday in place of the injured Derek Holland. So that's all coming up next, but first, we talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB, and try it. It's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, so as promised, we're going to go through some other game notes from this big 3-2 win over the Dodgers, and we're going to talk about how Tyler Beede is likely to have his season debut for the Giants on Friday against the Cincinnati Reds. But first, the game notes. So one of the first things I noticed was that Pablo Sandoval got a second start in a row against a right-handed pitcher, with Evan Longoria this time being on the bench. So this is something we have not seen in a while, where Longoria seems to have played his way out of a starting role, at least for this one game, with Sandoval the hot hand being the guy Bochy chose to have in there against a right-handed pitcher. Sandoval was apparently not able to bat right-handed because of a right knee flare-up, and this would come into play later in the game. So the second note from this game is that the Giants once again made an out on the base paths, with Brandon Crawford being thrown out at third base with no outs in the second inning. Cody Bellinger threw him out from right field trying to go first to third, and it just was another feather in the cap of Cody Bellinger, who continues to look like the best player in the National League right now. Later on in the game, a left-handed pitcher was on the mound for the Dodgers when Sandoval's spot came up, and because he was not able to bat right-handed, Evan Longoria pinch hit. He didn't get on base in that particular instance, but then he was still in there in the seventh inning when the bases were loaded with two outs and he had that crucial three-run double. So it wasn't really intentional because Sandoval was unavailable to bat right-handed, apparently, but it's nice to see the Giants having some more weapons offensively off the bench. And so I would say that Sandoval in his career has been dreadful against left-handed pitchers. I don't care really that he's looked better in like 20 plate appearances this year, I would still lean on the huge body of work in his career to suggest he's probably not very good against left-handed pitchers. So if you're going to start Sandoval at third, it's really nice to have Evan Longoria come off the bench, and it just gives them more depth and more versatility and the ability to counter these moves that teams like the Dodgers are going to make to try to get that advantage. I also liked the fact that Yanhervis Solarte got a start, and he had a couple of huge hits in this game. But the last piece of news is that Derek Holland went on the injured list with a left index finger bone bruise. This is apparently something that happened when he was bunting in spring training, so it's been bothering him for a while, which maybe could explain some of the poor results early on. Ty Block was recalled from AAA, but it seemed at first he was recalled to maybe take Holland's spot in the rotation, but the Giants have said that he's just there temporarily to help out in the bullpen, which had been taxed over the weekend against the Yankees. So Block is in the bullpen for now as a guy who can eat up some innings should the Giants need that, but they also said it's very likely Tyler Beede will start in place of Derek Holland on Friday in Cincinnati. So I have a quote from Farhan Zaidi about Tyler Beede, who said, "Tyler was so good in spring training for us that I think one of the big storylines for us early this year was going to be whether he carried that into the season, and he certainly has." And he's right, he certainly has. Tyler Beede in AAA is striking out 37.4% of batters, which is very high, 13.5 strikeouts per 9 innings. He does continue to have a bit of a walk issue, walking 11% of batters, but he's got a 1.99 ERA with a 2.99 fielding independent pitching, 3.80 expected fielding independent pitching. But the fact is, he's blowing hitters away. He's not doing it with mirrors. That was a quote from Bochy, and he's right. He's doing it by overpowering hitters. And so he looked amazing in spring training, and it has very much carried into the minor league season. These are numbers he's never put up in his minor league career. He was consistently in the high teens, low 20s in terms of strikeout rate. And again, he's at over 37% right now. He's very much just looking like a dominant pitcher right now in the minors, and it's exciting that the Giants are going to give him a shot potentially on Friday. If you missed all the talk about Beede, it was that he simplified his pitch repertoire. He used to have like 6 or 7 pitches, and this year he's focusing just on his best 3, the four-seam fastball, the curveball, and the changeup. The Giants apparently used to try to make him a sinker ball pitcher, sinker slider guy, but the new regime and Beede himself have taken it upon themselves to transform him back into a four-seam fastball, power curveball guy, and the results have been tremendous. So that is all the time we have for today. We will be back with another episode tomorrow talking about tonight's game between the Giants and the Dodgers, with Drew Pomeranz on the mound for the Giants and Walker Buehler on the mound for the Dodgers. You're not going to want to miss that. It's going to be a ton of fun. If you like this show, please consider subscribing on the brand new podcast app Himalaya, or Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Then you can get in your car and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Giants Baseball. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at @Cove_cast. Please consider leaving a review for this show. That would mean a lot. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.